Step away from the soft drink. Step away from the soft drink, at least if it has high fructose corn syrup. Yes, beverage companies like it. Check out cornnaturally.com. It saves them a penny or so per serving, and it makes the drink more attractive in flavor. On our side as consumers, it's a loser. It shunts our metabolism to storing it as fat rather than the more usual route for ordinary sucrose or table sugar. HFCS also changes the levels of hormones that control our appetite. Net effect, weight gain is fat. So why do we consume it in drinks and foods? The reasons are complex. One being that sugar has been demonized and consumers react emotionally to the mention of sugar. Sugar is not great, of course. Refined sugar was rare in the human diet until the Arabs expanded the small production they found in Persia. Production boomed with the triangular trade: Africa for slaves, Caribbean islands for sugar plantations, and Europe for rum. Llewellyn and I met a fellow on a boat in Vietnam who said he was a drug dealer. Really? He clarified this. I'm an international sugar trader. Demand for sugar is high. Humans are readily addicted to it. We evolved in environments where calories were hard to get. There are more pernicious ventures for driving overconsumption. Manufacturers of processed foods have small armies of flavorists, researchers who seek flavor combinations that make those processed foods addictive. Can't eat just one? They work to make sure of that. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.